When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's good? My name is Chris Stiles, Trapped Anonymous. Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for everybody that helps keep the movement moving. We love you and just, you know, keeping this thing viral and just getting these stories out to the people, the topics that you want to hear, the topics that we think are, you know, vital to the community. I've been trying to get this episode for a while now, so I'm super excited that she's finally here. And, I don't have too much of an introduction. Do remember that the stories that you hear necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain, educate, and hopefully keep you a little homie off the streets. My name is Chris Stiles, Trapped Anonymous. Let's get it. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. All right, so first, what's your name and why is your story important?
So my name is Patricia. I'm known as Canelita. And my story is important because I'm not the only one that's been through that situation. Okay. I guess I'm one of the first people to go viral, but I'm not the only one. So I feel like it's important to let people know that they're not the only one as well for me, because there's probably a lot of girls that went through what I went through and think like, oh my God, I'm the only one going through this, but it's not that.
For sure. Okay. So let's jump right into it. What happened that day? Yo, what happened?
Ay, mi madre.
What happened that day?
That day, my life is a movie. So that day, I was getting ready to go to Miami. I was going to go to Miami next day. Mm-hmm. So I was with my best friend. That's the girl that was in the video. And we was waiting for an Uber to go to Harlem to buy, like, Victoria's Secret and shit, whatever. So I'm arguing on the phone. And I see a car stop. I was minding my business, I swear to God. Like, I was clearly, just arguing, clearly minding my business. And my friend's like, yo, what's up with that car? Like, I'm like, what car, nigga? So I dead look at the car and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on? Like, they dead right in front of me. So I'm like, what the hell? Whatever, I didn't think much of it. Then the next morning, I get to Miami, whatever. Like, I'm there, everything is lit. And my brother calls me. He's like, yo, but we're going viral. I'm like, what you talking about, bro? I'm confused. I'm unpacking my maletas. I'm like, what is this? What are you talking about? Yo, we're going viral. You better tell TikTok to pay that bread. I'm lost, bro. I'm like, what is... Like, the kid, like, Spanish, English, everything is happening through my mind. Like, what is going on? I'm like, yo, send me... What are you talking about? Because I thought he was, like, fucking around. Bro, he was not fucking around. He was dead ass. Like, he was serious. Like, yo, he sent me that video, and I was like, nah, that's really me, gang. I didn't think... I'm known in New York, so I didn't think that it was going to go viral. But when it did, like, when I was refreshing, and I'm like, damn, yo, man, like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't even know what to do. I was, like, tight, but I wasn't really tight because everybody was talking shit, but they didn't really know. You feel me? Like, they didn't really know what was happening behind that already when the video was taken. So I was just, like, at the moment, I was, like, I'm going to get back in a couple months. So I wasn't really mad. Mm. I just wanted to use it as to my advantage, in a sense, you feel me? So.
Okay. So were you able to see... who the person was? Did you see the page that the...
Yes, I saw everything, my heart. Like, I saw everything. I saw the girl that it was, like... And I'm not the one to talk shit because I've been through a process, bro. But it's like, if you don't match up or you don't look like or you're not on that type of level, then you got no reason to talk. Like, I hope she sees this video because, bro, like, she did try to be funny and look at me now. Like, bitch, feel me? Like, that's no... She's dead, not even cute. Cause I like fire bitches. Like, I say what it is. If a bitch look good, you look good, sis. Like, what's good? But that she wasn't even pretty. Because if she would have been pretty, I would have gave her the props. Like, damn, my nigga, she called me. Like, she called me lacking for real. But, bro, you don't even look good and you're trying to... No.
Okay.
We're not doing that. Just had to say that. I'm sorry.
No, get your shit off.
You... Claro, okay. Hello.
You deserve that. You deserve that.
Yo.
You know, I can't imagine, you know, just on a phone call, chilling on a block, whatever. And just
waiting for an Uber.
Waiting for an Uber and then waking up to... I mean, how many, I know that, how many likes was it that when you...
Yo, oh my God.
How many comments was it that when you finally got a chance to see it? Right?
Yo, what? When I first got to see it, it kept on refreshing. Like, I never experienced that. Like, it kept on refreshing right away. I'm like, 10,000 comments,
wow.
20,000 comments. Wow. Saves. I see people saving it, downloading. Because you only could see that on TikTok. I'm like, Diablo, my nigga. Like, yo. I'm Donald Trump in this bitch. Like, everybody got me on their phone and shit. Like, I was tight. I was really mad because I'm like, damn. And you know what got me tight about that, too? That I saw a lot of people's true colors, bro. Like, people that I stopped talking to.
Yeah.
And we didn't even fall out for no crazy reason, but we would just stop talking or whatever the case may be. They was violating me in them videos, talking my shit. Pero my shit. Que Patricia this, que she from 167, que this, que that, que bummer's bitch. And I would just read the comments like, you is not dead ass. Like, you little shorty from ABC. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, no, I get you.
I learned a lot from that moment. I'm not gonna lie.
For sure. How old were you?
Hey, that was, that video was, let me see, 2023. No, mentira. It was 2023. Yes, it was 2023. It was in March of 2023. So I was what?
Last year?
20, yeah, 25. Well, I'm still 25 now. Yeah, 25. No, okay. I'm lying, 24. I'm lying.
24?
See.
So the real question I feel like everybody kind of wants to know.
The fuck happened?
Yeah, how did your body get?
I have to. Okay, let me explain. So, because it's a long process. So I got my first BBL when I was like 17, 18 years old, right?
Wow.
See, I was young. My first time. I got that in done in 34th Street. I played 12 bands. It was a life-changing experience, I'm not gonna lie. Because I was, like, genetically, my body was never, let's say, like the curves and shit. I never had a stomach, but I was always wide. Entonces, I didn't have an ass. I was like a refrigerator. You feel me? I swear to God, like, I'm being real. Like, I was shaped like a refrigerator. Like, I was flat, and then flat. I was flat everywhere. Because like, I had no stomach, but I was, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got my first lipo. I looked like a little Barbie. I was feeling it. I'm like, yeah. I was 17. I still have big titties because I always had huge titties. But that was like really real life health problems. Like my back was killing me and all that. But I wanted to go to BBL first.
Wow.
So I did the BBL. I'm like, yeah. Like looking at myself like, yeah, I look good. Da, da, da. So then I got the breast reduction after. But that was via health. Like I didn't pay no breath for that. The insurance paid for it because I clearly needed it. But when I did that, I was like, damn, I would look better if I had a little more, like, ass. And because I remember, I was shaped like a fridge. So I'm seeing myself with these curves and all of this stuff. And I'm like, yo, I'm with a little more enhancements, I'll look beastie. And it was true. Like, I was looking, everything I was doing, I was looking okay. The problem was the following. The mouth. I love to eat. Like, the mouth is the problem. Like, I'm real. There's a lot of girls that live in surgery rooms because they like to eat. That's not it, bro. Like, I was eating and I was gaining weight. So I was the type that I would be like, all right, fuck it. Like, I could just get a lipo. Like, I got bread. Tú me entiendes? Like, you feel me? I'm like, oh, since I got money, like, whatever. So I would eat. I would go out to eat, get happy hours, get steak and lobster, get Ruth Chris, get this, that, with volley. Because I know that I got bread to get my body done again. Mm. But the thing is that ignorantly, I'm saying, like, I'm just gaining weight. And I have this shape, but I'm gaining mad weight. Like, I have this shape, and my shape is getting out of control. That's the problem. Like, I looked it beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, like. But then gaining the weight made me look crazy. Because when I looked at the video, when I got recorded, like, I'm not going to lie, I was like, but I already knew also, like, prior to the video, I'm like, damn, I need to lose weight because I would feel myself getting heavy when I was walking places. My ass would feel weird. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I just be like, damn, like, tote cool, or like, all this ass, you feel me? I'd be like, what the hell? Like, and I don't know. So prior to the video, I was already, like, in line to get my gastric bypass and lose weight and everything. And then I guess like the video just pushed it a step further. But the problem was that, like, cause everybody, the video goes viral every once in a while. Like it went viral again on another page. Something because she's from New York or she lives in New York. That shit is booming again. But people violating me instead of not knowing, like, bro, I was already fat prior to that video. I already knew. I was in the process of the bypass since 2022. And the video came out in 2023. So I'm like, bro, these niggas is clowning me, but little do they know I've been in a whole weight loss process since last year.
Wow.
So I was just like, you know, video came out, I'm like, why? Like, it's all right. Like, I took it on the hop. Like, I was like, whatever. It's whatever, so.
Okay, you said a lot. I guess the next question would be, what is a 17-year-old doing getting a BBL?
Nah. Getting a BBL, okay? What do you mean? Like, what, Osea, what, like, in what category do you want, do you mean to ask the question? Because, I mean, like, if you're mature enough and you got the money and,
right,
you know, if you're mature enough mentally, because right, that's the thing, like, if you don't have certain wisdom and certain mentality and you're going to let that surgery eat you up and think you're the baddest bitch and you're going to fuck everybody, then don't do it. But if you're in my situation where I was getting bullied, you feel me, like, my own brother, like, was on my case. I wasn't confident. My parents felt that, like, it was a lot. It wasn't just like, oh, I want to get a BBL. Right. And it wasn't just from the morning to the day. I was researching that since I was 12 years old. Like, I, computers, all that, looking up surgeries, watching videos. So I was trying to accustom myself to what I was going to get done. So I was prepping myself since I was 12 because I was never happy with my body. I had titties down to my stomach, no ass. No stomach, but I'm white as hell. You feel me? Like, I was not comfortable. So it's like, my parents, I spoke to them. I told them, like, that surgery is not for me to go around fucking the whole universe or none of that, but it's to feel good in clothes. It's so this, that, the third. Like, I cried to them about it. Like, I explained, like, because it wasn't just a surgery to get it. Like, because I want to be that. No. It was because I felt like I needed it. Mm. Like, I genuinely felt like I needed it. So I got it done.
When you put it that way, I see it from another vantage point. I guess initially when I asked the question, I'm thinking, you know, a 17-year-old's body is not even fully developed yet. A 17-year-old's mind is not even fully developed yet to make such a permanent decision at such, you know, you're not even old enough to drink, let alone go into a club or anywhere, you know what I mean? To make such a life-altering decision, it just seems intense. It seems intense for a 17-year-old.
It is, but it wasn't for me. Because it's like, all right, I knew from little, because you know genetics, like, we're not dumb, we're not kids. Like, I knew from little, the big titties, the no ass, the white body, and I knew I got that from my father's side, because my mom's side, they got the beautiful bodies, feel me? And I'm my dad's twin, respectfully.
Right.
So I knew since I was a kid, I'm like, damn, I'm not going to have much luck. Like, I was... It sounds crazy that I'm even saying this. Somebody look at the video and be like, what the fuck? But it's like, as a kid, I always had like a adult upbringing. Nothing crazy happened to me or nothing. It's just the way I was raised.
Right.
So I was looking around at my cousins from my mom's side. And I'm looking at, and I was dead like 7, 8, 9 at the time. And I'm like, damn, I'm stuck. Like, yo, bro, like, I used to be like in Spanish, like, yo me jodí, like, I am fucked. Bro, my dad's whole family is straight boards, and then my mom's family is Barbies, and I'm then my dad's whole twin. Like, what? Where are we going? Where was I going?
So talk to me about...
Demon.
talk to me. we'll find an old picture of you.
I'm going to show it up, definitely.
When you first came off that table...
I cried. I will never forget that. That doctor got to retire because he decayed. Was doing shorties with no license. His name is Amen Shaheen. That's my son. Like, bro, when I got off the table, I cried. Like, cause it's like, yo, imagine. I swear, what else can I compare myself to? Imagine a fridge, I promise you. Mm-hmm. Coming out looking like Bernice, basically. Wow. I'm only 17. Wow. All I've known my whole life is big titties, no ass, no curves. And I was still pulling people. I'm not going to say I wasn't. High school was lit, feel me? Because I'm not ugly. Like, do not play with me. Like, Kennedy was lit. I am not ugly. Like, still with my little, like, weird body, I was, feel me? Because face card don't decline in the end. Right. But, like... When I got up from that, I will never forget it because I was awake. It was different from DR. Like, here you're awake, so you just have general anesthesia.
Right.
So it's like, when I got up, all the holes was open. And I remember gushing out mad liquid and blood and shit, like whatever.
Discharge.
Yeah, like discharge, like out the holes. And I remember standing like this in front of the mirror. And I was like... I just started, it was a beautiful, look, my hair stand up. I will never forget that. Like, I'm forever grateful for that doctor. He changed my life.
Wow.
I cried like never before. I called, I told the doctor, bring my mom and my dad in the here now. Like, now. Like, I'm talking about, I'm gushing blood and all I want to see was my parents. Because I was so happy. Like, I cried. And I didn't, the thing is that I didn't think that I was better than anybody. Because it's girls that get their body done. I'm better than you. Fuck you. Da-da-da, da-da-da. 12 bands. In my situation, I pay 12 bands.
That moment for you, I know it had to... It was... Because this is the other side of it, right? Everyone talks about plastic surgery, BBLs, and all of these different things. You hear these stories, but you don't really get to hear that gratitude, that...
I'm thankful.
Yo, I used to be this... And now I'm this.
Because people
are
scared
dreams
of that.
About, like, what do you mean?
Girls are scared of that. Like, it's not a lot of people that's genuine about getting surgery. A lot of girls, like, take BBLs as get-rich-quick scheme in what sense? The first sense is they get the BBL done, and they start taking pics at the gym, like, as if the gym got them the body.
Mm-hmm.
They start selling pills, waist trainers, fajas, booty creams, and whatnot. Like, shit that you know. Like, you did not get that with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's girls that will try to sell you weight loss plans and stuff of that sort. Like, everything all falls in the same category. So it's like, they want to throw it off as natural so bad when they should just be real. Like, because the realer you are, the better it is.
Yeah. Like, and so it's the age-old question. Does the woman get her body done for the man, or does the woman?
It all depends, my heart. It all depends, cause there's women that get it done for the man. I'm not gonna say and be like, nah, it's just no, mentira. I got it done for me, like me, Patricia, me, Canelita. Like, I pay my money for me because I knew that I was fucked since I was like 9, 10. Respectfully, cause there's bodies that, for example, genetics that you know that the family has nice bodies and you just ended up being chunky. You know that with the gym and everything. You could get there.
Mm-hmm.
My genetics, that was not happening.
Wasn't happening.
That was not happening. So I got it done because I wanted it for me. When I got it done, I was a virgin, as a matter of fact. Let's talk about it. Who you know is getting a BBL as a virgin? I just wanted to feel good for myself. I lost my virginity after that. So it's like...
I guess it probably expedited it.
Yeah, basically, you feel me? Because I
felt it.
Because I was not that secure. So,
right.
Feel me, since I wasn't that secure, and I had a relationship and all that with the person, I just didn't feel secure with my body.
Right.
I had my first boyfriend and everything, but it would all happen after because I felt good about myself.
Right.
Feel me? Like, I didn't know. There's girls that get it done for the man, like, I'm about to get this bag. I'm going to work at Starlets. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's good for you. But that wasn't my case.
What does a 17-year-old get $12,000 from?
Oh, my heart. My parents. Okay, what am I tell you? My parents. Like, what you... My parents. I'm mommy and daddy's baby girl. Like,
wow.
My parents love me. Basically.
Basically.
Like, I have brothers from my mom's side and brothers from my dad's side, but I'm the only one of them together.
So you're the
baby
girl.
So I'm like the only child.
And
those 12,000 was a sacrifice, I'm not gonna lie to you, because they saw that I needed it. They saw that it was not vanity of the life, that my daughter just wanna get this done to know. They saw that I needed it, so.
Okay, so we talk about your reaction. What now when you go back to the block, when you go back to school, when you go back to events, when you go back outside, what is everyone else's? Because these people have seen you all your life, you know what I mean? What's their reaction?
At first, a lot of people were like, yo, you look nice, because the difference was, it was beastie. Like, So everybody was like, I was getting, you know, applause for it because I was being honest. You know, if I would have lied, I feel like it would have been a... And at first, I'm not going to say like I was honest 100%. At first, I'm like, nah, I went to the gym, da-da-da. But then it's like, in my mind, I'm like, yo, that's a privilege. Like, why am I lying? Like, I'm 17 years old. Who got a BBL at 17 years old? Nobody. So let me keep it a stack. My parents gifted me a BBL because I wanted it and I needed it. And that was that. Everybody gave me props because I kept the stack, so...
What are some of the downsides of getting a BBL so young?
I mean, respectfully, I haven't had nothing. Just that you'll get obviously sexualized more, clearly, because, you know, your body is different. But me, I haven't had no downside. Like, thank the Lord I don't have like a perverted family or none of that. Like, it's always been me, my mom, and my dad for me. Like, I never experienced nothing wrong. I never, no.
But sort of like, what does it do to your mind, your mentality? Because we talk about this body dysmorphia, right? So when you're looking in the mirror, this 17-year-old Bernice, quote unquote, is now your new standard. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to see now when you look in that mirror. I got to see Bernice.
Yeah, but you cannot change your personality because of that. That's why I told you earlier, like, you see, when you ask me, what is a 17-year-old doing with a BBL? And I told you nothing. Like, it all depends on how your mentality and how you are, because like I said, like a lot of people will change. Like, oh, I got a BBL, I spent $12,000, I did this, I did that. But it's like, if you know before you get on that table, like, all right, all that's changing is my body.
Right.
That's it. You should come off the table the same person, just with a different body. You get it?
How many surgeries have you had?
Okay, so I had 3 BBLs, a breast reduction, and the weight loss surgery, and one more. What was the, oh, and implants on my titties.
We're talking about...
Throughout different years, of course. Throughout 10 years, clearly. Not altogether.
Right, so throughout 10 years, we're talking about 6-7 different surgeries?
Yeah, the first one was the BBL at 17. Then after that, I got followed up with the breast reduction. I needed that. That was medical. So that's 2. Then in 2020, I got a BBL. And then in 2021, I got my last one. And then after that, I got my bypass. So it's 4, wait, 5.
5.
Yeah.
So when I talk about that mentality that it does, right? How quick are you now, or were you at that time, to just be like, I'm just gonna go get surgery. I'm just gonna go get another BBL. I'm just gonna go get gastric bypass.
Quick.
I'm gonna just go get.
Cause I had the possibility, thank God. So.
So everything is now just, oh, I could just go right back. You get what I'm saying?
That's why I got the bypass. Cause that was the mentality. That, look, I never changed my attitude. I was always humble. I was always good. Like. Goofy, funny, like same thing you see here, I never changed, right? But the mentality that I did grasp was, oh, I got money, so I could do this, this, and that. Fuck it. Yeah. You feel me? That's where I went wrong as well. That's when the bad eating habits started coming in and everything. Mm. So once you start saying like, oh, I got bread, I could do this, this, that. That's what I advise females not to do. Don't do that.
What was your scariest moment on that table? Sort of the most dangerous it got for you, so where you was even seeming like...
Because I was... the fact that I was awake, the fact that, like, I was... Like, my last surgery in DR was that. It was local anesthesia. I was feeling it. I was feeling it. I'm like, yo, doc. Like, I was talking to him smacked. I was so high. Like, I was... That anesthesia had me. I don't even know where. Like, I was like, yo, doc, yo. I feel it, it wouldn't hurt. It would feel like burning, like the cannula would feel like it's burning the muscles of my skin. So I'm like, yo, I feel it here, or I feel it there. And the doctor would be like, oh, can you move? Or like move with me, or come over here. And that would, like, they would grab me, and I would just be like on the table. Like, that's the only thing I didn't like, that I would feel everything weird. Weird as hell, like the cannula. That's the only thing. And then the hardest part about everything is the aftercare, like the massages, the, tu sabe, like the, what's that shit called? The drainage, the faja. Like, I still wear faja because I'm used to it, but the drainage, the liquid that be pumping up that you gotta take out. Like, those are the bad stages. The scariest part was the fact that I felt everything, and then that's it.
The way you're explaining it to me, it sounds like a horror story.
I know. It is a horror story for the first 5 days, and then once you start, once you got like 2-3 massages down packed, that you looking at yourself in the mirror, you like, maybe I could go for another round. Da da da. That happens when you're still sweating and stuff. Like, that's not a horror story. I always tell girls, if you got the money, get it done. Get it done properly. Don't do no crazy exaggerated ass so you don't end up like me. Don't do no crazy shit like that. Now get your butt done, get it done right, and do it for yourself. Don't do it for nobody else. Because if you do it for other people, then it's going to come out horrible. Never do it for nobody.
So when you talk about this exaggerated ass, you felt like there was, you just kept getting it bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was the eating, I promise you. Because look, the last BBL I got, my ass wasn't all that, respectfully. It really wasn't. It was more like plump and round. So I was content. Like, after that, I always told myself, it's either a reduction or I lose weight. Like, after that surgery, I always said, I'm either lose weight or the next surgery I get is probably going to be a lipo with ass reduction. Because it was probably going to be because I gained weight. Wow. But I ended up gaining way too much weight. Like, way too much weight. Like, way, way too much. Like, TikTok viral too much weight. Like, feel me? Like, 250 too much.
Wow.
Feel me? Like, yeah. So that was the humongous ass. People thought I got the body done like that. That's another thing that used to get me tight. Like, yo, everybody used to be like, nah, because you pay your money for... Bro, no. Of course I did not pay my money to look like that, nigga. Obviously, claro que no. Like, hello. Who like, in their right mind is going to pay bread to look like that?
Right.
You tell me. Like, right. Who's going to know? Nobody's going to do that. The problem was, like I said, I looked like a Barbie. I looked beautiful, but with the mentality, I got bread. I could get it done again. And I got money, I want to go out to eat. I want to eat lobster and steak and calamari and shit like that. Because I can, feel me? Like, that's the mentality that took me down the drain, though.
Right.
I got bread, so let me eat like I got it. Like, da-da-da. No, that was the problem.
So when we talk about this mentality that the 17-year-old had, and you're still recommending it to women, you don't think that you sort of wish you was a little bit more mature in mentality-wise, because that maturity, maybe you don't, you have more discipline. Maybe you don't eat as much. Maybe you don't say, I'm going to just go back under the knife. Maybe you say, I'm going to lose the weight organically, naturally. Maybe you do hit the gym a little bit more. Maybe you don't just, you know, because every time you get sit on that table, you leave something there.
Claro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every time you get on that table, it takes something from you. You know what I mean? This is major surgery. This is like, you know, big time. This ain't no joke. You know what I mean?
100%.
It's a blessing to be able to come off.
Definitely.
That table. Could you speak to that a little bit more?
Oh, say, like I said, the reason that I did it, I'm not justifying myself because a lot of people will probably be like, oh, still, that's not, no. Well, everybody has their own opinions. The reason I did it was because I felt like I needed it. It wasn't to go to the club. It wasn't to feel good about myself. It wasn't to be outside. I was outside before all of that.
Right.
It was because I needed it. The mentality that I had at the time, I was always mature, but I lacked discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, lacking discipline was the fact that I ended up how I ended up,
mm-hmm.
with the eating and the this and that. Like, so it's like, I honestly feel it is young. It is very young because I was 17 years old, but I needed it. Like,
okay.
So.
So what do you think about the BBL culture? And sort of like where it is today.
I feel like people are overreacting with that, like a whole bunch. A whole bunch. People are doing too much. People losing themselves. People looking crazy. Like, girls doing that to please men. Girls is getting asses that is not, that's way more ridiculous than what I looked at. Like, you know, like.
I see a shift happening. I don't know. It's like, women aren't really getting like the BBLs anymore.
Maybe they are, but they're like getting the skinny BBLs now.
Like the 360 lipo and all of this different stuff. So it went from being this big, huge ass to now being this sort of skinny BBL, more natural form-fitting looking type of BBL.
I feel like Kim Kardashian and her people is the one that's responsible for that.
They changed the whole look.
Because they was the ones with the big butts and the this and that. And then, like, I think Khloe Kardashian started losing mad weight. She got, like, a bypass, I think, or something along those lines. And then she got a skinny BBL. And then Kim reduced her butt. And everybody said, so a lot of girls want to keep up with that kind of situation. So
in other words, this is a trend. Mm-hmm. This is a trend. I remember when we was growing up, it was always about women having big breasts. Mm-hmm. Get a boob job, get a boob job. Then it became, okay, get this big ass. And now it's like, we want more natural looking, you know? So it's like, people are going and doing all of this and it's like, it's a trend.
And yeah, people doing it for trends. People not doing it because they want to, because they feel like it. And I feel like that's wrong. I feel like, respectfully, I'm one of the very few people that did it because they wanted to. Did it because they needed it. Did it because they felt like it was necessary. I feel like a lot of girls just get it done to say, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. But I got it done because I really needed it. I'm going to show you a picture. You're going to see.
Are you done getting surgery?
No. I am not. You're looking at me, man, disappointed. No, I'm not. I'm going to take all these implants I have. I'm about to have like 4 years with my boob implants. It's time to get that out of there. Might get a little lipo on the way, not sure. Nothing crazy, you know? Like, I'm already skinny just to, like, pick it up. Nothing crazy.
Will you ever stop?
Yeah, after I have kids. When I have a kid, I'm going to get my last surgery and that's it. I'm not having no kids until I got that bread for that lipo on deck. So sorry. Not happening. Not happening.
So you do want kids?
No. No. I'm just saying, like, if it was to happen, like, my last surgery will be after I have them. I don't want children, no. Not at the moment.
And so why does your implants need to come out after 4 years?
It's after five. And it's because, if I'm not mistaken, like, the material, like, wears out.
Wow.
So if you don't take it out after 5 years, like, they could explode in there.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have to go back and take it out regardless. So,
so if you had such big breasts, why didn't you just reduce them and keep...
Yeah. I did, but the thing is that they was going to be saggy.
Oh.
You know, they was going to be natural. So, of course, I wanted them. So, since I wanted it up there, I had to put implants up for it, but they wasn't going to give me what I wanted without it.
Let's say you do have that kid, hypothetically, and she comes to you and says, Mommy, you know, I'm not going to look like you because you're going to look like the father's side of the family. Mm-hmm. And let's say she looks like the father's side of the family. And she says she wants to, you know, 16 years old, she says.
No, 16, no. 17, 18, see. But 16, no. That's too young.
Well, 16, the conversation starts.
Yeah, that's right. Fine.
So
that's fine.
She comes to you, says, I want.
And it has to be earned. I'm not going to say no, hell no. Because if I say no, I'm a hypocrite. I don't do that. Why would I do that? It just has to be earned the way I earned it. My parents didn't just give me 12 bands here because you're my precious daughter. No, I had to earn it. I got good grades. I was in the honor roll. Feel me? Like, I wasn't fighting or being ratchet. I was following curfew. I was doing chores. I was being a good kid. Like,
well, I don't think it would make you a hypocrite more than it would just make you someone that learned their lesson.
Yeah, but I would let my daughter talk to me about the situation. And depending on how I see the mentality, how she's moving, I would let her get it done. Maybe not at 17, maybe at 18, 19, after graduating high school, like as a high school graduation gift, about to go to college. Seems more age appropriate, so.
I'm from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I've been in the Bronx my fair share. It's, the Bronx is long distance when we're thinking about.
Very
in proximity to Brooklyn and the Bronx. You could go to the Bronx and your average grandmother has a BBL. Mm-hmm. The Dominican culture,
Yeah.
Would you say getting your body done is like mandatory?
Not mandatory, but it's something that's common. Because in Spanish, they will say, like, nosotros no queremos mal tramado o cuerpo mal arreglado. That means, like, we don't want people with, like, funny bodies or hunched over or shit like that. Like, so, or for example, like, ever since you're little, like, oh, súbete los pantalones, which means pick up your pants, tighten your belt, like, put it around your waist. Like, it's always a stigma to have you look nice since you are little. You get what I'm trying to say? It's not obligado de que BBL, but they always try to, like, give you the shape and the body young. And it's like, if you don't got the genetics like me, but you got the money, you can get the body regardless, because you don't want your whole family looking like Meg the Stallions and you over here looking like just so hilarious in a sense. You feel me? Like, we not doing that. Like, we not... Your whole family not about to look like Nicki Minaj and them people, and you looking like I'm Pretty V. Like, we not doing that. Like, it's just not happening. No, nothing against those ladies, because they popping. It's just an example. Like,
bring me back to the day you went viral, and what was that feeling like?
Because it was funny.
Well, no, if we're gonna be completely transparent. You can say it was funny, but at the end of the day, this is something that you were self-conscious about. This is something that you was already preparing to get changed. This was something that you thought in your own mind, in your own spirit, was getting out of control, right?
Right.
So can we speak about the vulnerable side of you that...
I feel like there wasn't. You know why? Because I was hype. I was like, bro, look, the day I went viral... The day before the day I went viral, I got my surgery date.
Oh.
You understand where I'm coming from? Like, literally, my heart, the day before I went viral like March 3rd of last year, something like that. The day before, I was in the hospital and I got my date. Like, oh, May 2nd, you're gonna.
You knew you was gonna.
So I was like, yeah, like, I'm about to lose fucking 100 pounds. I'm gonna be in this bitch. Like, what's good? Like, I was. Yeah. I was already hyped, so I didn't have a state of like, damn, oh my God, like there was no time for that. When I saw that video, I was happy. I was pissed off, because you know why I was pissed off? Because I'm like, damn, bro, people don't respect. But I was hyped, because I'm like, but they doing me a favor. They exposing me to the universe. Like, I'm out here. Like, people already know me, but people gonna get to know me even more.
No, yeah.
That's why when October came along, I put the video side to side. I did like a before and after. That shit blew up stupid. And then Instagram wanted to do some dumb shit and deactivate my Instagram, but whatever. Like,
yeah, we're gonna get you back.
Hopefully.
We're gonna get you back.
Hopefully, because I miss my people.
your page was crazy.
It was popping. Yo, 50,000 followers organically. Everybody was sharing my video. I was hyped.
Yeah.
And I was hyped because I was like, I wanted to take it, like, I had everything calculated. Like, even my parents was telling me, like, don't be sad. I'm like, why would I be sad? Wow. When I can use this as a moment to enlighten everybody. Like, bro, just give it a couple months. Like, before December, I'm popping out on the gram. That was my plan. Like, let the video go viral. Everybody was sending it to me. Ha, that's you. I can't believe it. I'm like, yeah, that's me. But I'm over here, like, smoking, laughing with my parents. Like, papi, look. Like, people laughing and shit. I'm laughing high, like, happy. Like, people about to see me pop out looking crazy, like.
I'm super grateful when we reached out. You was already familiar, so we didn't have to.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do too much to, you know.
No.
It took time to get here, but
yeah.
I'm grateful that you were gracious enough to, you know.
No, I'm happy that you offered the opportunity.
No, for sure. But you have any regrets?
No.
None.
The only regret I have is that Instagram deactivated my account. I swear to God. That's it.
I want your attitude. Because you have such a positive attitude about something that people could look at as such a negative and thing that could...
My love, but I'm telling you
that people commit suicide because of, like, you know what I mean?
I was floating on close friends. People was violating me. Okay, this bitch thinks she popping. Cause this, that. And it's like when you have your own light and your own essence and you really... got that type of energy like that, God is always gonna bless you. Like, that's why I didn't really care. I'm telling you, my heart, like, that video got over 2 million shares, bro. You know what's that more than 2 million people shared that video? And they was bad-mouthing me at that, like, and I wasn't even mad. I was just like, God knows what he's doing, whatever, so.
God knows what he's doing, amen. If you could go back in time and tell your younger self something, what would it be? And what would she say back to you?
Oh, to relax. I would tell her to relax.
Calmate.
Calmate. Bajale 15, mi loca. That's what I would have told her. That's like, calm down 15, my little crazy one. Like, relax. That's what I would have.
What would she say back to you?
Should have been tuta loca. Should have, you crazy? What you mean, relax? And then I would have told her, relax. Like, I would have got serious, like, relax. You feel me? Because I would have started off laughing, like, yo, you need to calm down. You need to tone it down. And my younger self would have definitely told me, fuck you talking about. And then I would have got that ass, like, bro, I'm telling you to calm down for something. I'm at the end of, like.
What would you tell the younger women that are sitting in their rooms, looking at those pictures of the models, the Kim K's, looking at the Bernices?
They will never be that. Respectfully, I don't mean to sound like an asshole. You will never be that. And that was me. Like, that's why I say it. Like, I came off harsh. I apologize. Because I was one of those girls looking. But it's like, you will never be that. Because, look, when I was looking, I used to have a, what's that called? A wish picture. And Beyonce was my wish picture. I will never be that. Like, no matter how many bariatrics I get, don't matter how many BB, I could go to Beyonce's doctor if she got this. You will never be that. So you got to take yourself at your own pace. That's my advice to these females. Don't think that by looking at a picture of a model, that's going to be you. That could be similar to you, but it won't be you. And like a huge advice to my heftier girls, because it's like, if you are a female that, for example, she wants to get a BBL in the future, and you are overall healthy, because this is important. Like, if you are overall healthy, do what you gotta do. Get your BBL done. I don't care. Do whatever you want. But if you are on the heftier side like me, lose the weight. This is my camera. Lose the weight first. Don't do what I did with the 3 surgeries and the I got it. So don't do that. Lose your weight. Go to the gym, eat right, prepare yourself, because getting your body done is an investment. I cannot stress that enough. Prepare yourself first, eat right, go to the gym, change your bad habits. And if you feel like after you did all of that, you still want some kind of like help aesthetically or whatever, then you could go do what you gotta do. But make sure you're healthy and you have some type of discipline and that you are overall good first, and then do what you gotta do.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles.
Let's get it.
Good shit. Good shit.